Morning Watch, Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 6, A Good Minister of Christ. Monday, Related Verses. 1 Timothy 4, verse 6. If you lay these things before the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, being nourished with the words of the faith and of the good teaching which you have closely followed. 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. And the things which you have heard from me, through many witnesses, these commit to faithful men, who will be competent to teach others also. Matthew 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts. John 6, verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Romans 15, verse 16. That I might be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, a laboring priest of the gospel of God, in order that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit. Colossians 1, verse 7. Even as you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. Related reading, a minister of Christ is one who serves others with Christ, ministering Christ as a Savior, life, life supply, and every positive thing to people. He differs from the teacher of the law and of other things. Although it is true that a minister of Christ belongs to Christ, the main thought in 4 verse 6 is that he serves others with Christ, ministering Christ to them. Not only does he belong to Christ, but he serves Christ to others. Paul says, if you lay these things before the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, being nourished with the words of the faith and of the good teaching which you have closely followed. By these things, Paul means that all he has covered thus far in this epistle. Just as a steward lays different courses of food before guests at a dinner, so a good minister of Christ should lay these things before the believers. Furthermore, Paul's use of the term being nourished indicates that his concept is that of supplying life to others. If we would minister Christ to others, we ourselves must first be nourished. Being nourished with Christ, we will have Christ as food, as life supply, to minister to others. The words being nourished give us the ground to say that a good minister of Christ does not merely teach others about Christ, but ministers Christ into others as food. Others should be able to testify of us that we have nourished them with Christ. Before Timothy could lay these things before others, he first had to feed on them himself. He had to digest them, assimilate them, and allow them to saturate his inner being. Then he would be able to lay them before the brothers. Today we should follow Timothy's example and lay before the saints the things which we have been nourished by the Lord through the ministry. How wonderful the church life would be if we all did this. However, if we turn from the ministry and seek to produce something different, we may give place to different teachings. It was not Timothy's intention to teach anything different from what Paul taught. Rather, he would lay before the brothers what he had received from Paul. My burden is to produce groceries for the local churches. If the leading ones in a local church lay before the saints the riches contained in the life studies, the saints will be abundantly nourished. I simply long that the churches feed on the spiritual riches the Lord has given us, and present the saints the riches, the groceries that the Lord has shown us from the Word. Many who truly love the Lord are starving. We must take up the burden to supply them with food. We all need to be good ministers of Christ, serving others with His riches. Let us first be nourished ourselves and then minister this nourishment to all the people of God. We would emphasize that being nourished is for the growth in life. This is a matter of life, and it differs from merely being taught, which is a matter of knowledge. To minister Christ to others requires that we ourselves first be nourished with the words of life concerning Christ. In verse 6, Paul specifically speaks of being nourished with the words of the faith and of the good teaching. The words of the faith are the words of the full gospel concerning God's New Testament economy. If you want to see the focal point of God's economy, study the books of Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. We need to be nourished with the words of the faith, God's economy found in these books.